KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Hey, we're going to try later in the hour to catch up with Johnny and Friends New Mexico and see if we can't get them on the later part of the show. Also, we're going to revisit a conversation we had with Vitalant. Mackenzie Skeeters joined us last week to talk about the Good Friday Blood Drive, which, listen, if you want to sign up for that, we would love to have you be part of it. Now, I was talking to Jim Williams here in studio earlier today. Jim and I have both signed up. We'll be part of that. We'll see you out there. Actually, I get out there early on Good Friday because we have so much going on campus. I like to get the blood drive thing done and then go do all the other things. If you want to join us in that, we would love to have you with us. If you go to our website at klyt.fm, in the Action Center, what they call a carousel or a slideshow, but you'll find in that the Vitalant Blood Donation Good Friday Blood Drive. Just click right on the banner when it comes in the slideshow or the carousel, and it'll take you to the place where you can schedule your time between 8 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Good Friday at Calvary Church Albuquerque in the parking lot. They'll have three of the buses, of the trucks, the big blood donation vehicles out in the parking lot for that day. And our goal is to get 80 people to sign up. And my understanding is we've never hit that many. And it seems like an easy goal, especially on Good Friday. A lot of people coming on campus that day. If you can schedule time to come and give blood, maybe put another hour aside. It doesn't take that long typically, but if you schedule in advance, it makes it all so much more quick to get through. So go to klyt.fm in the Action Center and sign up for that blood drive for Good Friday, and we would love to have you be a part of it. Well, you have heard in the last couple of days some spots airing on KLYT about the homeschool convention put on by Cape New Mexico. In studio with us, someone from the Cape New Mexico board, Sam Wingard, is here. Did I say that right, Sam?
Wingard.
Yes. With a D.
With a D.
Wingard, who also serves our community as a pastor. And I know we're here to talk about Cape, but I so much appreciate what you do for the community in more ways than one with Cape and leading the community that you lead. And let me ask you, Pastor, because it's a thing. I don't need to tell you. Our pastors need to be covered in prayer. And without snooping, that's not what we're trying to do, but is specificity, is there specific things maybe about the ministry or whatever you'd like to share that our listeners can be praying for you and your congregation?
Well, we have a congregation that's really focused right now on evangelism and discipleship because we believe in the Great Commission, and we're partnering with the Great Commission Alliance and using a lot of their materials to help us in that respect. And so just prayer that we will be able to help reach our city for Christ.
Amen. Amen. And through work like you're doing with your congregation and the Great Commission Alliance, Nate Herbst and all those, we've had several of those guys on the air with us. You'll find actually on our website, if you go to klyt.fm, on our website and over the station, we really try to bring the body of Christ together. And on our website at klyt.fm, you'll find not only Great Commission Alliance, and if you click on it, it'll take you to their website and how you can be involved in some of the training they're doing. You will also find Cape New Mexico. I rescind that. It's not. I need to get it added. I can't believe it's not there. But they are the featured ministry on KLYT at the homepage this month. And we hope you'll take the time to go and visit there too. That icon will be up shortly in a hyperlink. But the website is Cape, CAPE. Christian
Association
of Parent Educators.
Yes.
New Mexico. CAPE-NM.org. And on the website, you'll find information specifically about the convention that we're going to be talking about. Sam, you wouldn't happen to know how many conventions this makes, would you?
This is our 30th year.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay, a milestone.
Yeah.
I'm glad I asked. And now, you homeschooled kids. We were talking about this off the air.
We did.
Did your family attend the conference or the convention?
30 years ago. I don't think we were quite there at the first one, but we came in probably two or three conventions in from there is when we started our venture of homeschooling four children.
And for those that are listening, let's start here. And let's go chronologically through the convention. It starts on a Thursday night,
right?
Which typically is really kind of call it what, the free night, right?
Yes.
That's the 16th of April.
That's right.
And what's really good about having that night right up in front, people who maybe are just testing the waters with homeschooling. Have you often seen people that'll go to the Thursday night and then, oh, I need to make time to be here all weekend?
Yes, yes, that does happen. It happens quite a bit.
What will happen Thursday night? Is it somewhat homeschooling 101? Is that?
Yeah, we call it getting started.
Okay.
And it's a workshop that really helps those who are trying to decide, you know, is this something that I should be doing? And if so, what's it all about? And how do I get started? And, you know, those kinds of things. It's a really great workshop. We have some very senior people who come in and talk about the importance of knowing your why.
Yeah.
If you got your why down, then you're going to stick with it.
Yeah.
You're going to be able to overcome all of the obstacles that you're going to run into when you try to get started, because it's not a walk in the park. And the other thing that it's
you know
not,
what? But neither is sending your kid off to school. I mean,
it's not.
As a parent, regardless, you're going to have work to do. It's your responsibility, whether you're homeschooling or your kids are in public school or private school or Christian school. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
In fact, I believe that the most important factor that will influence the success of a child in their education is parental involvement. And that's whether you're homeschooling your kids or sending them somewhere else.
Yeah.
If you're not involved with helping your kids, knowing what they're learning, encouraging them to learn. And you know what? Parents teach their children at home whether they realize it or not. We're always teaching our children.
Yeah, right? And actually, I've brought that up on this conversation, whether with you or David or anyone from CAPE. You know, I remember early on in homeschooling, we were at a picnic or something with other homeschoolers, and someone asked, you know, how long have you been homeschooling? And at the time, my oldest was 5. And I said, well, for 5 years. I mean, what else would you say? Because curriculum or not, you're homeschooling.
Right.
That's exactly what you're saying, I think.
Right.
Yeah. You're having that impact on the kids. Now, you mentioned the why.
The why.
That people on a Thursday night may show up. Again, the Thursday night, April 16th at Legacy Church, that's a free evening to go to the convention. Do you remember as you were kind of what your why was?
Well, when we first went to the first convention, and it might have been here. We were struggling. We had a child that had some special needs, and we were a little unsure as to what would happen if we put this child in public school. You know, we thought for sure they would put a label on him. And those labels just don't go away.
Yeah.
Right? And we felt that that would not help him learn. And so talking with a friend of mine that I worked with, he mentioned that there's this homeschool conference. And I'm like, homeschool? What's that? You know, it wasn't a thing back in those days, right?
Well, I mean, comparing our ages and kids, we were on the beginning of the wave this time.
Mm-hmm.
Because prior to public school in America, I mean, you go back, most people, there was a time where most people were teaching their kids at home. But anyway, I interrupted. So you're like, what is this homeschool thing?
So we came kind of just curious, and really that first, you know, the general session that we sat through, they talked right away about why and why that was important, and God's calling on our lives and the responsibility we have as parents to really train up our own children.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're looking at each other and we're going, you know, I guess we need to do this. And before we left the first convention, we left with curriculum. We had visited the curriculum area and had picked a curriculum, and we bought it and we took it home and we started homeschooling in kindergarten.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, for those that are listening, I imagine, Sam, that some are listening. Now, again, even if you're feeling how I'm about to say, I encourage you to go to the Thursday night and get some of the information that may help you make a more educated decision. But Sam, for those who listen and say, I'm not able to do that. That's not something I would be able to accomplish. I'm not equipped to do it. I'm not, you know, I don't know. I don't know what the excuse might be. And it may not be an excuse. I don't know if you would agree. We haven't talked about this. I'm not sure everyone's cut out to be able to do it. They are able to train up their kids. Would never take that away. But as far as a formal education, it's what we chose. And, you know, I will tell you, at the time for us, we were concerned about what was happening in the public schools. And I will tell you that this was pretty much in the 90s and early 2000s. And I've got a question about that. But before I do, let me ask this, Sam. What do you tell that person who I suggested, you know what, do yourself a favor, at least go to the Thursday night, that is convinced this is something that's not for them, they can't do it?
Well, you know, there's a lot of things that are hard and difficult in life, and the things that we learned, I'm just going to share from my own testimony, maybe.
Yeah.
Because we were like, well, can we do this? And then we got to thinking about, okay, well, what do you learn in kindergarten? Well, you learn about colors, and you learn about shapes, and you may, you know, start drawing some pictures, and you also, you know, you give them some general education, but it's pretty low key when you're starting off in kindergarten.
Yeah.
And so we said, well, you know what, we're going to give it a try, and we're going to see if we can do it. And when you get a curriculum that helps guide you and shows you the kinds of things that you might want to teach, you have a guide. And so you're not just, you know, winging it.
Yeah,
you really are following something, and a lot of Christian curriculums are out there, and they're not. It's, when I say Christian curriculum, what I mean is that curriculum that hasn't taken God out of the picture. Okay, because a lot of our public schools used to actually, when they were started by Christians.
Yeah,
and God was in there our education from up front, right? And so now they've taken that out, and they said, "Well, we can't teach about God in school," and I don't believe that that's true. I believe that we can teach about God. In fact, if we don't teach about God, we're missing out on the Creator who made everything. And so, you know, can we do this? Well, here's the question. You know, when that child popped out of the womb for the first time, what about that first mom and, you know, the mom's first child and then dad's first child, and they're looking at each other and they're going, can we do this? Do we know how to raise a child?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know that it's any different.
Yeah.
I just don't know that it's any different.
Yeah, and we have instruction in the Word of God, and some God innately puts in us on caring for our children.
Mm-hmm.
Now that, you know, that's talking about starting in fifth grade, even someone who's, maybe their kids are in public school and they thought, you know, this isn't working, you know, mm-hmm. and they're anywhere from the, you know, elementary to high school, mm-hmm. and they're thinking of making the change. Would you agree that if they go to the Thursday night, they will be well educated to make a decision, based on facts rather than what they might be thinking about whether or not this could work?
Yeah.
The other thing I think they'll find, and correct me if I'm wrong, I'm going to guess, now we were part of homeschool co-ops, and you were as well, and what a support system that is.
Oh, yes.
As far as, you know, when we're having a hard time with this, there might be a family, you know, there's all different kinds of ways families help each other, co-ops help each other. There may be someone who, no, this is the math whiz. We're going to have the kids do math with this guy or gal. and this is the home ec, you know, in community, we have opportunity to bring those talents together and just support. Sometimes it's not necessarily someone else coming in to teach your child something, but to encourage you in what you're already doing. Did you find some of that?
A lot of that. And sometimes it's just going to the park and having fun together with another family,
right?
Or another group of families, or going on a field trip, right? We did a lot of field trips with co-op groups.
Yeah.
Just go together to various places, go to the zoo and talk about the animals and that kind of thing. There's a lot of things that you can do together with the co-op.
Yeah. Listen, if you just tuned in, we're visiting with Sam Wingard. He is on the board for CAPE New Mexico, and it is an opportunity really to get resources that you need to homeschool, get the questions answered that you need at the homeschool convention. Again, the first night is Thursday, April 16th. That is a free evening. Registration is required for the 17th, 18th.
Right.
You can do that at the website at cape-nm.org to get signed up for the convention. We'll take some time before we let Sam go to walk through what the rest of the convention looks like and what will be available to you if you're going to be part of this year's convention, which, by the way, again, it is at Legacy Church on the 16th, 17th, and 18th. And you can get all the details. And we'll have some more details before we finish our conversation. Hope to see you get engaged with what CAPE is doing in New Mexico. We're going to take a quick break and come back and find out more about this year's convention and more about all the things that are involved with CAPE New Mexico. We'll get to that after the break on ABQ Connect. Oh, now here's the question. Did you start out your day with something like Tap of the Marinin to ya? Okay, that's the best I can do, okay? Now, we're visiting with Sam Wingard. He's on the board for the CAPE New Mexico, and we're talking about the homeschool convention. And I should say this, Sam, and I hope I'm right. Every good homeschooler should know St. Patrick was English. I'm sure you knew that.
Yes.
Okay. What a great story that is, if you haven't walked through the story of St. Patrick and being held captive and then getting back to England and then going back to his captives to share the gospel. What an inspiring story. It's so much better than just clover leaves and green to celebrate the work of St. Patrick for the gospel of Christ. Sam is here not only to talk about CAPE, but CAPE New Mexico's homeschool convention. It's actually the 17th and 18th of April at Legacy Church, and you do need to register in advance. But Sam, we talked about the free night plenty on our first segment on Thursday night, the 16th. Let's talk about what people will be involved with. Kind of walk us through what's to be expected as best you can with the 10 minutes or so we have. For the Friday and Saturday at the homeschool convention.
Sure. So at the convention, we start off on Friday with a general session. And this one is going to be, what about socialization? And it's going to be hosted by Israel Wayne.
Yeah.
Wow. Israel Wayne is a nationally known speaker. He's written a number of books. And, you know, I think he wrote a book on homeschooling. What does God think? I think that was close to the right title.
Now, is this a socialization? Is this for the people who say, you know, well, my kids need to be around, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think that my go-to for that was, okay, how often after you grew up, were you ever in a room with 30 other people the same age?
Exactly. that's the biggest farce, that we think that because our kids are going to school with a bunch of other kids their age, that they're being socialized.
My kids could speak with adults.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't want to steal his thunder.
Yeah.
That's going to, I mean, that alone is worth hearing.
Right.
On socialization. Very good.
So okay. We start at 8:30, it goes till about 10. That's our first general session. Then we have breaks in between each one of the sessions. Then we have other speakers. We break apart and have, you know, six different sessions that you can go to after the general session, and you can kind of pick which one you want to go to.
Right.
So there's sessions that go up till lunch, and then a lunch break, and then there's sessions in the afternoon. There's three sessions in the afternoon. And all the while, there's also an exhibit hall that you can attend. And we bring in, we're going to have close to 35 different exhibitors this year.
A lot of great curriculum to look through.
Not just curriculum, but other resources.
Uh-huh.
So there's just different kinds of groups that are there that have other things that homeschoolers can benefit from. Even all the way down from early childhood learning up into, okay, I'm in high school, and how do I prepare my kids for college, or things like
missions, right?
Right. And another thing is, like, we have Alpha Omega Institute that's sponsoring us this year. They're generally there every year. A great organization that helps you learn about the evidence for creation. Great books. I mean, awesome books that you can pick up there. I'm
guessing they might find some Ken Ham stuff there, maybe, or ICR stuff. Which, by the way, since you brought up creation, can I do a quick, for the Creation Science Fellowship of New Mexico, their monthly meeting is happening tonight at Faith Bible Church Central at Moon. Ray Mondragon is discussing a purpose of mankind from Genesis 1:26-31. Transgenderism will be addressed, as well as the biblical and scientific definition of a woman. It's a free event to attend tonight at Faith Bible Church Central at Moon at 7:00. Details at csfnm.org. You familiar with those guys? Sam,
yes.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
They do great work, and they're there every month, and they get some great speakers. I mean, Ray, who's speaking tonight, is a college professor, so it's a great evening for homeschool families to attend. Actually, I know Ray loves to see them get out for that. Okay, so day one, the general session, and then I heard you say also breakout groups. I'm going to guess a great chance for some Q&A in some of those, and then several sessions at the same time, and you can either split up kind of as a family or choose which one you want to go to. The good news also is, in years past they have, and I'm assuming they are this year, Sam, if you miss a session, it is going to be available to you.
Yes, we do record our sessions, and you can purchase the recordings. Even if you can't go to the conference, you can go to our website, and you can purchase a set of recordings of all of the main sessions, not exhibitor sessions that are put on by them. Those are really specific to their product. But the other sessions that are put on, you can get all of those on audio.
Okay, and then we move. Now, is that most of day one? Is breakout group sessions after the general?
Right. So there's like four different sessions, four different times when you can pick your session that you go to on Friday, and then on Saturday we have another general session to start off with. Then we have three different sessions after that, and we'll have one final again general breakout session with our keynote speaker, Israel Wayne. But I want to say something about these sessions. Not all of them are focused in on like this curriculum or that kind of thing. In fact, we've oftentimes wondered about billing this convention, not just as a homeschool convention, but also as a family encouragement convention. Because there's a lot of these talks will talk about, okay, I'm struggling with just how to discipline my child. How many know that that's a real issue?
Right.
And then there's also this thing between parents. You know, the husband is working oftentimes, and the mom is at home. Sometimes it's actually reversed and the other way around. But how do you maintain a strong relationship between the dad and the mom? How can
right.
dad support the mom who's homeschooling at home?
Right.
And what if some mom, what does a mom do if she's just feeling overwhelmed? You know, my wife was teaching four different grades, 2 years apart,
yeah.
all at the same time,
yeah.
planning all of that out. That's not an easy task. And, you know, how can I as a dad support her in that effort of getting all of the planning together, picking curriculum, helping her work through some of the difficulties? You know, my wife was really great at history, and I was good at math.
Yeah.
And so, you know, there was a place for me there to help out with that. And then I always helped out with what I called PE, you know, physical
yeah,
education.
Yeah.
I would actually coach soccer all the way through our homeschool journey. And all four of my kids that were homeschooled were some of my kids on the soccer team, right? I was the coach so that I could, you know, help make sure that things were going the way that I wanted them to go.
All right.
And not that I was controlling, but I was just concerned about my kids,
yeah.
you know, getting with a... there was one year that I didn't coach a certain grade level because I was coaching on another grade level. And we had a football coach come in and try to use football techniques to teach soccer. And I was like, okay, this is a little bit weird. You know, we had learned more about tackling than we did about ball control. So
right, right. Yeah, and the difference, yeah.
But back to my point. My point was that the homeschool conference is a breath of wealth
yeah.
to help parents who are just struggling. And I needed some encouragement to keep going. I tell you, my wife and I would go every year to the convention, and she would come back just feeling like, okay,
we can do this.
We can do another year. Because every year was a challenge.
I mean, yeah.
What we decided was each year we would make the decision, will we keep going or will we stop?
Yeah.
And so, you know, the convention was always late in the year, and it was always an encouragement to continue doing the next year. And we have no regrets.
Well, and nor do we. And now we did it a little bit different than some. We homeschooled up to high school age, and then actually our kids, I think, all went to a charter school through APS, but we still remained involved in their education. And you're going to find that at the convention. There's families that do it all different. They have different convictions. They may share a conviction that may speak to you, or you may, you know, just gracefully navigate, you know, the differences in the families. But the truth is, there's ways to come together and help one another in this at the Cape New Mexico Homeschool Convention. The free evening is Thursday night, the 16th of April, and then 17th and 18th, Friday and Saturday, all at Legacy Church. And if you go to cape-nm.org, actually at the top of the homepage, you'll see events and convention. Hover over that and then go to the convention main page, and you can find all the information about this year's convention. Sam, as we put a bow on our conversation, I don't want to cut you off, because if you have something more quickly you want to share, I want you to be able to. But anything specifically you're really looking forward to at this convention?
Well, I don't know. Our theme this year is Fan the Flame. And I think it's important just to kind of think about what that really means. Paul was talking about fan the flame of the, you know, the calling that God had put on young Timothy's life when he wrote this. And what we're trying to do is we're really just trying to encourage families. And I think that the most important thing that someone could look at reason for going to the convention, yeah, the speakers are great. There's a lot of good exhibitors, a lot of good material. But it's a chance to make relationships, to build relationships with other families who are homeschooling, to meet somebody that you haven't met before.
Yeah.
My wife and I would oftentimes, you know, at the lunch period, we would find another family. We would go out to lunch together and have a chance just to get to know people.
Yep.
And I think that building relationships is really important.
Sometimes at that time stage in life, they end up being lifelong relationships.
Yeah. Yes.
Especially, I mean, it could be as simple as that. Someone you met at the homeschool convention mm-hmm. and went to a lunch with, or someone who's in your co-op, or it's a great community building opportunity. I know all of us are at church on Sunday or Wednesday or whenever we go. But this community, the Cape New Mexico homeschool community, it's really another family.
Mm-hmm. It is.
It really is. Sam, we are out of time, but always appreciate you coming in. And thanks again for the work you're doing from the pulpit and as a shepherd for your community where you are and as part of the board at Cape New Mexico. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, stick around. Well, there's more to come. We're going to catch up with Johnny and Friends New Mexico after the break on ABQ Connect.